crime.
And treason.
You like for Christmas?
Horrified. I heard myself blurted out.
I want an official Red Ryder Cup in action 200 showings while Aaron.
No. Shoot your eye out.
Oh no, it was the classic mother BB gun block. You'll shoot your eye out. That deadly phrase uttered many times before by hundreds of mothers was not surmountable by any means known to kiddom. But such was my mania, my desire for a Red Ryder carbine, that I immediately began to rebuild the dike.
I was just kidding. Even though Flick is getting, I guess I'd just like some Tinker Toys.
I couldn't believe my own ears. Tinker Toys? She never buy.
BB guns are dangerous. I don't want anybody shooting his eye out.
And Treason Radio, episode 11.
Punk Rock Christmas, part one of two episodes dedicated to Christmas. We're going to bring to you
the most shredding, hardcore Christmas you've ever experienced. So, right now we got a little Spinal Tap in the background. Christmas with the Devil. Kind of appropriate for the punk rock Christmas. Although, you did hear Run DMC. What track was that?
It was...
look at DJ Matador with his depth of hip-hop knowledge.
Yeah, I don't know. But before that, the Vandals, Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies.
Open the show. And coming up next, we're going to have some Weezer, a unexpected twist, as always.
Little holiday. So DJ Gower made the trek from Sacramento. Greatly appreciated. It's Monday afternoon. We're rocking it hard.
Random day, but you know...
It is random, but we're here rocking it hardcore. And if you heard the Trail of Tears edition, hopefully you liked it. Gonna bring some more.
One of 12 people, maybe, I think.
I think six of those were me.
Yeah, and the other six were me, I think. Oh, no, there's. I know Andrew from the Bloodline. Well,
I thought it was pretty fucking good, so.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Again, Arthur.
Pretty proud of it, really.
Our third best chef.
Pathetically. $9 a month. I just paid it. Podbean. We're on Podbean. So, yeah, check it out.
Yeah. I don't know why we always promote Podbean on the show when we pay them.
No kidding.
They should be promoting us,
They should
right?
give us a free month for Christmas. What the fuck?
Oh, speaking of free, if you want a free sticker, rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com.
Gower will mail it.
It'll happen, I promise. I'll send it to you just like a Christmas present. You can unwrap it and the whole nine yards. It'll be great.
25-cent sticker. It's quite a bargain.
48-cent stamp. It's like a
dollar. Yeah, it's like a dollar for mail it.
If I actually spent the dollar for everyone that listened to this show, I think I'd be out like 10 bucks.
Yeah. Strong statement there.
But I'll probably go buy like the 1,000-pack of stickers just because I'm a fucking dork like that.
Anyway, Christmas coming up. It's capitalism at its worst, that's for sure. So that's one of the topics of the show today.
That's right. So Christmas, it sucks, but we have to deal with it. So Weezer, holiday coming up.
Rock out, rhyme.
And motherfucking treason, baby.
Ha ha ha! Hey, McElroy, was that your routine?
Or a performance of Cirque du Soleil? Besides, you're too late. They already handed out the girls' medals this morning.
Shut up, Michaels. That was textbook execution. Same scores I beat you with in Oslo.
Hey, I was on Quaaludes. I don't even remember Oslo. But I remember Boston. And that victory was as sweet as the cream pie for which the town was named. Hey, step aside, homeschool. There's a new sheriff in town.
Gender confusion that no longer will be the case. of the Barbie dolls and dressing up in mother's clothing. My whole life I've been feeling only feminine. It always seems so useless trying to be a man. Now that's a ghost of Christmas past. But now it feels like the very first time. Cause it's gonna be the very first time that Christmas feels right to me. And I know that I'm looking good, just like a real girl should. It's my first Christmas as a woman. Yeah, I thought they reconstructed all my genitals, and now I'm waiting underneath the mistletoe for a guy who can love a girl like me. I took the hormones and I got my breath. This season's gonna be the best to me. I won't have to tuck it behind me since I got my brand new vagina. It's my first Christmas as a woman. Chop it off, chop it off, chop it off. My penis, chop it off. It's no use to me. Cut it off, chop it off, chop it off. My penis, cut it off. So I can finally be a woman. Because I made my goal to be a post-operative transsexual. Now I am a pretty lady. And now feels like the very first time. Cause it's gonna be the very first time that Christmas feels right to me. Cause I know that I'm looking good, just like a real girl should. It's my first Christmas as a woman.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Joker got away. Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Ow.
Oh, I'm sorry, kid.
Bingo, could I offer you a little toddy?
Ah, a little toddy for the body might just take the chill off. What are you featuring here tonight, Frank?
Oh, I got some fine jazz.
Oh, it looks clever.
Funny thing, I keep hearing bells all day.
Well, naturally, everybody does this time of the year.
Here we get aboard the sleigh, huh?
Here we go.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Grab the verse.
Dashing through the snow,
yeah,
in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. While the bells on bobtails ring,
tell me about it,
making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
And just a lot of fun.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Episode 11, Rhyming Treason Radio.
Funk Rock Christmas, part one, bringing it to you live from the Chico studio. Laundry room slash bar.
Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, having a nice little holiday cocktail there.
Some drunkenness back in the 50s or 40s or something like that.
They had no shame in their game. They straight up told you, we're drinking, bitches. Let's sing some songs.
We started drinking when got a 12-pack of beer. That's to bring right. Some more originality to the show.
It just wouldn't be the same without beers and bong hits, wouldn't it? So, yeah, before Frank and Bing, we had MDC with Thanks for Giving Me What I Didn't Want.
Millions of Dead Cops. They play in Chico constantly.
And no one's still ever heard of them.
The Vandals, My First Christmas as a Woman. It's a classic. If you like punk rock, you should get that album. Oi to the World, The Vandals. Best Christmas album ever, possibly.
Ramones, Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight. Showing their softer side of Joey Ramone there.
Gotta love the Ramones. True punk rock, for sure.
Fang, Fuck Christmas.
Actually, that's Fear, Fuck Christmas. But it's confusing.
Who knows? You're playing with one of them, aren't you?
I think we are.
That's beautiful. Fucking fight music.
Your hometown of Sac.
Fightmusic.org. Check it out. Fucking DJ Matador. Shred the bass lines.
Another monthly cost.
Slap it a bass month.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, Christmas, people. Did you get what you wanted?
Probably not.
Consumer bastards. You know who...
The economy sucks.
You know who gets screwed more than anybody on this deal, though? The elves.
They need to form a union. They're abused by Santa. It's a fact.
Fascist slave-driving toy manufacturer.
You know, they're like, Santa's a fat fuck. I hate that bastard.
They're like, what does he do, really? I mean, the guy should work for Caltrans or something. He just stands around, leaning on his fat
barking at orders, not doing shit.
Eating fucking cookies. You know, another thing that gets to me, too, speaking of small people like elves, is children. I mean... We, as adults, have to constantly lie to the face of our children every day.
The mythological Christmas, reindeer, elves, Santa, of course. The North Pole, he lives there.
Like,
yeah,
oh,
fucking right.
How do you explain this one to a kid? You're like, okay, kid, here's the deal. We're going to go out into a forest. We're going to cut down a perfectly good, healthy tree. We're going to drag it inside of our house. And then what we're going to do, we're going to take this dying piece of... kindling. We're going to wrap electrical cables around it with lights. And then we're going to hang things from it that shimmer and sparkle. And then we're going to take really expensive things. We're going to wrap those up in paper. And we're going to stick this underneath it. And then we're going to plug it in. And...
I don't know who thought of it, but...
Yeah.
I won't be getting a tree this year. I've got a plastic one. Bought it at Walmart.
Better than the Christmas branch.
No, I didn't. It was given to me.
The Punk Rock Christmas Branch, one of our celebrated memories.
That was awesome. Baseball cards.
Replacing beer ornaments. Beer cans as...
dirty socks were hung from the stairwell.
filled with charcoal. It was brilliant.
It was. Walking Christmas to the max. That's what this show is all about, really.
Well, you know, I mean, it is a mockery, is it not? They want you to go out there and spend like a third of your yearly income on other people in hopes that they return that same favor to you.
Pretty wacky. But Jesus, it's his birthday. The beginning of the holiday, supposedly, possibly.
I thought it was Santa's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Santa also turns 170 on that day.
Yeah.
I don't know the actual number.
Again, Santa created by the Germans, just to bring them back into the Ryman Treason fold. We did a lot of German Scheiße
talking.
A lot of Scheiße talking on the last episode. Again, send your hate mail to Ryman Treason Radio.
But we love their beer.
At Gmail.
Some Beck's. Amazing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Coming up next, we got the Dwarves, Christ on a Mic, because it is Jesus' birthday.
So we're going to do the Christ block. Check it out. Punk Rock Christmas, episode 11, Rhyme.
And Treason.
Making history bold, making records for cash. You pull any of your crazy shit with us, you flash a piece out on the lanes, I'll take it away from you and stick it up your ass and pull the fucking trigger till it goes click.
Jesus.
You said it, man. Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
Eight-year-olds, dude.
The jocks win again.
Hey, you said we were gonna inherit the earth.
Yeah, when we're done with it.
Yeah.
His girl, he was her boyfriend. She'd be his wife and make him her husband. A surprise on the way, any day, one healthy little giggling, dribbling baby. Wise men came, three made their way to shower him with love while he lay in the hay. Shower him with love, 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 love was all of them. Not very much of his childhood was known. Kept his mother Mary worried, always out on his own. He met another Mary who, for a reasonable fee, less than reputable, was known to be his heart for love. Love, 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 love. daddy, you. I can see how it all soon will be. I came to shed a little light on this darkening sea. Instead, I fear I've spilled the blood of my children all around. The blood of my children all around. The blood of our children's all around. So I'm told, so the story goes, the people here knew were less than golden hearted gamblers and robbers, drinkers and jokers, also searchers. Insisted he soon would be, for his deviations taken into custody by the authorities less informed than he. Drinkers and jokers, all soul searchers, searching for love, 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 love. Preparations were made for a celebration day. He said, eat this bread and think of it as me. Drink this wine and dream it will be the blood of our children. The blood of our children pouring down. The blood of our children. All around. Father up above, why in all this hatred do you fill me up with love, 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 love. This anger, do you fill me up with love? Fill me, love, 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 love.
Mile and a half, from the ground. She's a tailor-made mama and she ain't no hand-me-down. Well, I used to say married women, sweetest women ever born. You better change that thing, you better leave married women alone. Take my advice, let married women, boy, let them be. Cause their husband will grab you, beat you ragged as a cedar tree. I got two women, you can't tell them apart. But one in my bosom and the other one is in my heart. Well, that one in my bosom, she live in Tennessee. But that one in my heart, well, she don't give a darn for me. I'ma tell you, pretty mama, exactly who I am. When I walk in that front door, I hear that back door slam.
Hey, you little forest creatures. None of you sons of bitches try to be heroes. You hear me?
Hey, Cass. Come on.
Whoa.
It's Gary. What are you doing?
Hey, everyone, this is Gary the squirrel. Now listen up, Gary's been a longtime friend. We've been skating for 2.5 years. I remember when we were hanging out at the bus stop at Tucson. And Gary said, hey, I've got a third ball. I just threw up in here, people. That's the reality. Another layer to the legend. I am nothing but a human onion. In fact, we all are. Hold on,
ladies and gentlemen, Rubbles and Ice will be canceled until further notice. No refunds will be given.
Was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the mantel with care, and in came old Silent in his dirty underwear, and he said,
hey, kids, sing out to Santa!
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house,
No food was a stirring, not even a mouse. Stockings were hung round Dad's neck like a tie, along with a note that said, presents or die. Children were plotting all night in their beds, while the wife's constant whining was splitting his head. But Daddy had money this year in the bank. Then they closed up early. Now Dad's in the tank. And all of a sudden, Santa appeared. A sneer on his face, booze in his beard. Santa, I said as he laughed merrily, you do so much for others. Do something for me. Bundy, he said, you only sell shoes. Your son is a sneak thief. Your daughter's a flues. Ho, ho, Santa said, should I mention your wife? Her hair's like an A-bomb. Her nail's like a knife. And he climbs up the chimney, that fat piece of dung. He mooned me two times. He stuck out his tongue. And I heard him exclaim as he broke wind with glee. You're married with children. You'll never be free.
Mistress for Christmas, AC/DC, in the background right now.
That's right, folks. Rhyme and Treason Radio, episode 11. A very special punk rock Christmas.
Punk rock Christmas, part one, coming up. Punk rock Christmas / New Year's, part two.
Will be happening here in just a few days, so stay tuned, kids. Middle Eastern Holiday, you heard in that block from Hardfi.
Pretty sweet track there.
Yeah, most definitely. All Hail Santa coming to you from another hardcore band, the Anti-Heroes, from the album That's Right.
That's Right. That's a pretty hardcore song. But DJ Gower made the track from Sac on a Monday afternoon. Pretty damn sweet, if you ask me.
Dave Matthews Band, a Christmas song, also in that last set. A couple of sound clips from Married with Children, Blades of Glory. It's good times.
Will Ferrell, we love him.
Yes, he is a co-sponsor of our show.
Maybe not.
Not financially, or has he actually ever heard of us in any way?
Podbean, yeah.
Yeah.
$9 a month.
That's right. Money well spent, I tell you. Rhyme and Treason Radio at gmail.com is the place to get a hold of us. You can also reach us at Facebook, obviously, Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Tune in again for another exciting episode coming up.
Part two of the Punk Rock Christmas special edition, filled with all sorts of New Year's goodies and fun rocking out treats. Might bring you a little bit of dance party flavor in there. Bring a little bit more of the hip hop flavor.
Bring in the new year. Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy loves that shit. I love the punk rock.
I love the funk.
So we're going to close out the show right now with Little Vandals, one of my favorite bands of all time. I Don't Believe in Santa Claus. Rhyme.
And Treason.
The reason I didn't get you anything this year is... it's because
I don't believe in Santa Claus. His corporate image falls apart. The blinded spending masses to enslave the lower classes. It's obligatory gifts that serve to cleanse the year of guilt and shame. Token gesture justifies the apathetic hypnotized, leaving them to be Kris Kringle slaves. Ooh, bye, I won't do it. The season's obligation comes out my participation. Bye, I won't do it. The money hurry made me call corporate swan. Cause it's only for the money, and it's only for the money. Cause it's only for the money, now bye. He monitors naughty and nice. Big Brother is saying it. Methodically, his judgment made, documented on his list. I don't believe in Santa Claus or his mystical facade. To teach the children what degrees their lost for gifts become the need. Brainwashed by the marketing and victims of the corporate scheme. Material possessions becoming their obsession. Still, human life has lost its value. Finding through just what they told you. I don't believe! Tactics of intimidation depress the minds of youth. Using fear for generations, his image hides the truth. He's just a puppet for the system of glutton in a suit. With Yuletide propaganda and a bearded master boot.
That, and I couldn't find a place to park at the mall. Sorry.
Thank you, Mercedes. Your voice is stunning, but I don't believe in God.
Wait, what?
You've all professed your beliefs, I'm just stating mine. I think God is kind of like Santa Claus for adults. Otherwise, God's kind of a jerk, isn't he? I mean, he makes me gay and then has his followers going around telling me it's something that I chose, as if someone would choose to be mocked every single day of their life. And right now, I don't want a heavenly father. I want my real one back.
But Kurt, how do you know for sure? I mean, you can't prove that there's no God.
You can't prove that there isn't a magic teapot floating around on the dark side of the moon with a dwarf inside of it that reads romance novels and shoots lightning out of its boobs, but it seems pretty unlikely, doesn't it?
Is God an evil dwarf?
Come on, girl. Yeah, it's me, Jackie Mack. Give me that look. That's right. Let's get sweaty. Let's get real sweaty. I'm talking rainforest sweaty. I'm talking swamp sweaty.
All the fawning that went over the English bands in the SLC, those fucking English chaps could only say shit about us Americans. All we were to them was a bunch of hicks. Well, you know what? I'm not a fucking hick. I don't wear cowboy boots. I hate the fucking rodeo. Horses smell like shit to me. And I never fuck anyone in my own bloodline. By definition, I'm not a redneck and goddamn it, I ain't a fucking hick. Well, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Well, the sun never sets on my asshole. Another thing that pissed me off, talking about who started punk rock music. Was it Sex Pistols in England? Was it the Ramones and the Velvet Underground in New York? It's the Ramones and the Sex Pistols. Who cares who started it? It's music.
Rhyme.
And treason.